Welcome back to another episode of The Bella Edit. Last episode, we talked about mood disorders and how bipolar disorder was one of them. Now, we are going to talk about type 1 of mood disorders. Type 1 of mood disorders are those in which the person experiences only episodes of depression, known as depressive disorders. Depression can refer either to a mood or to a clinical syndrome, a combination of emotional, cognitive, and behavioral symptoms. The feelings associated with a depressed mood, they often include disappointment and despair. Now, please pay close attention to what I am going to say next. Although sadness is a universal experience, profound depression is not. I repeat, although sadness is a universal experience, profound depression is not. One experience shades gradually into the next. People who are in a severely depressed mood describe the feeling as overwhelming, suffocating, or numbing. In the syndrome of depression, which is also called clinical depression, a depressed mood is accompanied by several other symptoms, such as fatigue, loss of energy, difficulty sleeping, and changes in appetite. Clinical depression also involves a variety of changes in thinking and overt behavior. Now, there are three main types of depressive disorders. The first one is called major depressive disorder, also known as MDD. In order to meet that criteria for MDD, a person must experience at least one major depressive episode in the absence of any history of manic episodes. Although some people experience a single isolate episode of MDD followed by a complete recovery, most cases of depression follow an intermittent course with repeated episodes. The second main type of depressive disorders is persistent depressive disorder, also known as dyspnea, which differs from MDD in terms of both severity and duration. Persistent depressive disorder represents a chronic, mild depressive condition. Chronic means continuous. So a chronic, mild depressive condition means that it's something that's ongoing, that happens every single day. So this condition that has been present for many years, right? In order to fulfill the DSM-5 criteria for this disorder, the person must, over a period of at least 2 years, this is where the chronic word comes in, exhibit a depressed mood for most of the day on more days than not. Two or more of the following symptoms must also be present: poor appetite or overeating, insomnia or hypersomnia, low energy or fatigue, low self-esteem, poor concentration or difficulty making decisions, and feelings of hopelessness. So all these are the symptoms for persistent depressive disorder. Now we go on to the third. The third is called premenstrual dysphoric disorder. premenstrual dysphoric disorder, also known as PMDD, is defined in terms of various mood-related symptoms that occur repeatedly during the premenstrual phase of the cycle and are then diminished at the onset, so at the start, right, or shortly after menses. Symptoms include mood lability, irritability, dysphoria, and anxiety, as well as cognitive and somatic symptoms. In order to meet that diagnostic criteria for this disorder, a woman must exhibit at least 5 of these symptoms, and at least 1 of those symptoms must involve a disturbance mood, like mood swings, going from one mood to the next. The symptoms must have been present for most of the woman's menstrual cycles in the past year, and they must be associated with clinically significant distress or interference with social or occupational functioning. So this is for premenstrual dysphoric disorder, also known as PMDD. So we got so far major depressive disorder, known as MDD, persistent depressive disorder, and premenstrual dysphoric disorder, known as PMDD. These are the 3 main types of depressive disorders. Now, there is a 4th type that is not as common, called disruptive mood dysregulation disorder, and it is used to describe children with chronic and severe irritability. That is all for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and do not forget to follow the Bella Edit to know when my next episode is live.